You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. No charges are expected in that accident Sunday night in the Burlington Menards parking lot. The 21-year-old Menards employee killed has been identified as Cody A. Dorn. He died after being pinned between two vehicles in the store's parking lot. An investigation is ongoing. A swatting incident at Bradford High School in Kenosha caused a lockdown that lasted about an hour yesterday. It came after a fake report of a shooting. The school was searched and no threats were found. An investigation continues into where that call came from. Public hearings are being held at the Union Grove Village Hall today. It's in connection to the proposal from We Energies for a 128-megawatt methane gas-fired power plant in Paris. Some environmental groups are criticizing the project due to possible impacts to the environment. The Racine County Eye is working on a story about Racine police officers who've been without a contract for 5 years. The president of the state's police union recently addressed the Racine Common Council on the issue. Read more at racinecountyeye.com. And the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act has been reintroduced in the U.S. Senate. It's meant to ensure all new vehicles include AM radio access. If passed, the bipartisan legislation would mandate AM radio in all new cars. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers roll past Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin with another win over the Hoosiers in Madison, 76-64. The Badgers jumping out to a 26-4 lead early in the contest. Head coach Greg Gard.
Scorers that we can put on the floor from a variety of positions helps us. Defense has to make a decision. Who are they going to take away? And the unselfishness of this group, how it moves. I mean, you have 13 assists on 26 baskets and Klesmet with 6 assists. That just shows me the unselfishness of this group. And that's important for a really good offense. You have to be unselfish and a willing passer, and they just want to find who's open from Wisconsin. That's their mission.
Marquette with another loss, this time on the road against St. John, 70-64, in front of 16,000 fans at Madison Square Garden. Rick Pitino turning that program around. NFL place kicker Mason Crosby announcing his retirement from football. 16 years with the Packers before brief stints with the Rams and the Giants. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise, as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your Song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer had a feud that not many people knew about dating back to the show Cheers. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, hosted by Danson and Woody Harrelson, Grammer says the feud started when Danson accused him of not always showing up ready to work. Grammer says he owned it and added that he was drinking too much back then. No fists thrown, curses exchanged, or hitting on each other's wives? That's barely a grudge. Sometimes it just takes a little convincing from someone like Steven Spielberg for an actor to take a role in a film. Actor Kiwi Han says he was offered the lead role as an action star in the film Love Hurts. The star of Everything All at Once and The Goonies told director Jonathan Eusebio no three times because he wasn't feeling it. That is until Spielberg convinced him he didn't need to look like Sylvester Stallone to be a hero. If Steve Spielberg gives you advice, probably best to take it. Love Hurts opens this weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy today with some light snow and freezing drizzle this afternoon into this evening. Could be a slippery commute this afternoon through this evening. Our high today right around 31. Tonight, freezing drizzle 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, and warmer with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.